This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Nuvo with Mia and Mietta. Mietta and Mia are Nuvo queer on Joy 94.9.
Hello and welcome to Nuvo. It is exactly 7 o'clock and we are very excited to have you with us.
Yesterday, excitingly enough, I did manage to secure some tickets to the Mayhem Ball. I'm seeing Miss Lady Gaga live, which I cannot believe. After seeing her Coachella performance, I mean, the album is phenomenal. I thought, yeah, this is one I should get tickets for. And then seeing her perform at Coachella, I thought I need to
be there. It's one of my dreams to go to Coachella. It does actually look like it's worth the hype, in my personal opinion.
Like the hype this year?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. I love how everyone's wearing really casual stuff.
I love the outfits. I get very, very obsessed with the Coachella fits. That's for sure. And I mean, Gaga's performance looked incredible. Yeah. Charlie XCX's performance looked incredible.
Yes.
Although I feel like if you're camping in the desert in a teeny tiny tent, might be a different experience to influence a brand trip, having everything paid for.
Yeah.
Might change the experience a little bit.
Look, it might be worth waiting until, you know, we've got a hell of a lot of money to do it right, get some VIP passes. Yeah.
No camping on the floor for Coachella in the desert?
Have we met?
Yeah, perhaps not.
I could lie, but I mean, camping, I mean, probably I'm going to be a little grumpy McGrumps.
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't go well. Mm. No. I need...
If I can't shower.
I need a proper toilet, really. Yeah. That's what it comes down to, honestly. Yeah.
No, it's all a bit much for me.
Absolutely. So that was very exciting.
Gaga will be amazing.
I am so excited. I'm also going to see Ruben K tomorrow night, which I'm so excited about.
Love Ruben K as well.
I saw them in Jesus Christ Superstar recently.
Oh, which how was that? I've heard mixed reviews.
Oh, I loved it. I completely loved it. I think the vocal performances were out of this world. I am quite a big fan of the musical as is, so I was very excited to see it. Holds up completely. I think this cast is better than any of the cast recordings I've ever heard before. I really think they're phenomenal performers.
How has every person I've seen a different show?
Who can be sure?
One of my mums went to see it with a primary school girlfriend of hers, and they loved it. Mm-hmm. They thought it was just wonderful. But then I had a friend see it who said crucifying Jesus on a mic stand felt a little lackluster.
And as I said, I was into it.
And then when Judas kills himself, again, they sort of used the microphone as a bit of a metaphor, and they just sort of slung it over a ladder and just let it dangle.
No spoilers.
With a light on it.
Listen, it's very impactful.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Look, I think I need to see it for myself to be able to make that judgment. I've heard too many mixed reviews.
No, I think it's a really, really strong production. So, yeah, I'd get to see it. But what have you been up to, Miss Mieta? What's been happening with you?
Oh, well, look, a family member of mine actually just got invited to a family wedding.
Okay.
But the invitation only specified the parents, the adults, no children.
Are you still considered a child?
That's my question.
Right.
That's my question. What do you think is the etiquette on that?
I understand maybe a wedding with no children.
To be fair, there's me and four little brothers and sisters. That's a rent-a-crowd situation. It gets expensive.
You need a maxi cab for that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Three of us are adults now.
I think maybe not the quote-unquote no children, maybe no under 18s could be the thing, because I don't think at 24 a child is...
We're invited to the church service part.
Okay, and just not the reception afterwards. I understand. I mean, I understand at a reception if you don't want children, like really little children there, if you're interested in, I don't know, having a big night, whatever, fine, but I wouldn't consider you a little child.
I would allow young children, babies, infants, whoever.
Oh, yeah, I'd allow them at my wedding, totally. But if a couple... That wasn't their journey.
Mother nature, you know.
Oh, the more the merrier, I say. Put your kids dance floor all night. Absolutely. Who cares? Yeah. The kids can officiate it for all I care. Go for your life.
No, but I think it's nice when children are a part of weddings.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think I missed out on that a little bit growing up being from a queer family, because weddings just weren't really the done thing. It wasn't an option until I was about, 16, 17. Mm. And by then, all of my parents and their friends were like, oh, you've made us wait this long. as though it would sort of personally affect the people who withheld it from them for so many years by refusing to participate in this heteronormative tradition.
Each to their own. I mean, it is in a fact a heteronormative tradition, and so I can understand why people. Yeah, I can understand why people who aren't within that quote-unquote straight culture, you know, as weddings often are, they don't want to get involved in that. They don't want to bring it into their own.
My mom's always said, we've got a mortgage.
We've got a mortgage. There you go.
I mean, that's the only piece of paper we need.
There you go. That's about as official as you
can. I think kids is so much more important than a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was to do a wedding, I'd want it to be very small.
Yeah, intimate, intimate.
Kind of just like maybe a bit of a highly religious ceremony to begin with, in the dark, in a church.
A lot of candles. Okay.
Intimate family.
Like an organ, probably. As you walk down the aisle. Yeah. All right, okay.
And then just like a big party in a hideout restaurant or something.
Oh, that sounds lovely. What type of
restaurant?
I want
to get lit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Don't you think? I think that sounds great.
Why don't we make this whole episode weddings?
Okay, let's do. We're going to do.
Because now I really want to know all of your thoughts on this too. We'll call it bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids. That's nice. Always the bridesmaids, never the bride.
Well, there's actually been some great TikTok controversy about some weddings.
Oh,
so we could get into that in the next segment.
Yeah, I don't know much about all that, so would love to hear.
Yeah, I don't know if you're, I don't know why, but it seems like you're not on bride talk.
No, for some reason, I'm not on bridal TikTok. I'm so sorry, everyone.
Look, I think for anyone, it's good. It's entertaining. Let's do it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Our first song is from Miley Cyrus's new upcoming album. I think maybe three singles has been dropped from it so far. This is one of them, End of the World.
Welcome back to Nuvo here on Joy 94.9 with Mia and Mieta. We have decided we're going to do a little wedding chat tonight.
Why not?
Why not? And you teased me a little bit before we played the song that there's some TikTok wedding drama going on or something that privy to, so I would like to hear.
Yeah, two quite big TikTok wedding controversies in recent times. One just this week, which is this AFL WAG, Chloe Pink. She's spoken out against the vile hatred that she's received after photos of her wedding were released through, I think, the Herald Sun.
I don't like it already.
Yeah. So the Herald Sun put up on their Facebook page a sort of promotional post for the article they wrote on her wedding, and there's some beautiful photographs. They did it at not City Hall, but a registry office, which I really love. I do love the idea,
of a little registry
office wedding.
On your lunch break,
on
pop
my
down.
Lunch break, that's how my grandmother got married. I mean, it didn't work out for the best.
You could change the narrative, doll.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It says here that she revealed her stunning wedding day was the first day she had felt truly beautiful until her joy came to an abrupt halt after internet trolls began body shaming her. Chloe married her childhood sweetheart and North Melbourne player Toby Pink in a private ceremony in early March before the news was made public just this week. In a radio interview, she said that she had cried for 3 days after because of the vile comments that she received. And some of these comments are truly mad, doll. I mean, someone wrote, you know, did he marry a fridge? Another person said, AFL player by day, pig punter by night.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Vile stuff. Oh,
in this year, 2025, and we're still resulting to body shaming and sexism and misogyny on the internet. It's pathetic, really.
I just don't understand how anyone's body on any particular day of their life affects any other person.
No, why is that
a
personal attack?
I think it's that simple.
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if these people wouldn't put any photos up of themselves online, but you're going to ridicule a gorgeous woman on her wedding day of all things?
Well,
it's ridiculous.
Why should she have to take up less space? And
why exactly. Yeah.
Does every AFL player need to marry a Instagram influencer? Why is that the narrative as well, that she needs to be having some sort of side modeling business going on? At the end of the day, these are just guys
they're
good with balls. They can kick a ball. So why do their wives have to be models? I don't understand.
Yeah, it seems like this expectation we've put on these footy men because of, you know, I think it's older men perhaps projecting on what they would like to see or what they would like to receive for themselves and a young wife, and so therefore they think they have a right to ridicule someone else's body or the way someone else is for not fitting into their made-up standards. That just seems
2025, let's stop policing people's bodies. Along the same line is this pick-me bride that people are calling her a pick-me bride. I don't like that word.
I instantly have a problem with that as well.
From the get-go, I have a problem with this story.
Okay.
But you may have seen it. She posted some TikTok videos of her getting wedding photographs taken with her groomsmen and with her bridesmaids. In the video with her bridesmaids, she sort of puts her bouquet in front of her vagine as she flashes it. And then in the video with the boys, there's no flowers. It's vagine.
She has a flasher moment.
And all the men sort of go, oh, what's going on here? Most of them just seem shocked. Some of them don't really know what's happened. Mm. It's a very quick flash. But the messages, the comments, insane.
Outrageous.
Insane.
Let her do what she likes. Again, my bottom line to all of this is let women do what they like.
Whenever they want. And just don't comment on other people's wedding days. It's not yours, yours.
A little issue with the pick me of it all. Yeah. I think in some instances that word is just used to try to belittle other women. I don't know.
Fear-based position, I think, as some women, they sort of, I don't know. They see other women as the enemy and a woman who gets attention from men as the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And they just get, I don't know, crazy.
But
in some
cases, though, like a girl who will, you know, boost up men's egos to put down their friends or embarrass their female friends in front of men to make themselves look better, I suppose you could use pick me in that sense. And that's, I don't like that behavior either.
Wild concept, women supporting women.
Anyway, let's see. Crazy, truly.
How do you feel about a big bridal party? I can see about 24 groomsmen here.
Oh, I don't know about all that. I think we can keep it short and sweet. We don't need to have a million people in the party. I think I'd like more of a little intimate wedding
small.
Maybe
a maid of honor, but just by title. No one in matching dresses. Would you do a matching bridesmaid dresses situation?
I want all my bridesmaids to be in black, but they can pick the dress.
Love it.
They can pick the dress, but I want it to be black. Yes. Yeah. What about you? Same.
I just don't think I need bridesmaids.
You don't need any of that.
Well, I just think people can wear whatever they want, whatever they feel comfortable in, as long as it's their, you know, most fun outfit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fair enough.
How about your sort of dream wedding proposal?
Ooh, I think I would like intimate. I don't want it to be in public. That's embarrassing. I don't want a million people to be watching, but I want it to be on film so we can have it for the memes. So you have to be smart enough to set up some type of hidden camera.
Yeah.
So the whole thing's captured, but not in public. I don't want everyone clapping, you know?
Just like a secret camera in an apartment? See, that's weirder to me.
Yeah, set it up. Let us have our moment to ourselves and then...
And there's just a little secret revenge porn camera.
Not that. Oh my God.
No, I don't like the idea of being filmed without knowing it's happening.
But you don't... But then the filming... I'm not saying I want this person to
put... I also don't like
put,
surprises.
So you would want to know that you're being proposed to?
Yeah.
And where would that take place?
I think we should just decide together, like, let's get married and then we just go off and do it.
Fair enough.
You know, I don't need to be waiting around for some proposal. This is not the 1950s. As two adults, you can go, do you want to marry each other? Yeah.
So you want it to be more of a decision than a proposal?
Well, you forget, like, I was raised by a queer family.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Love, I don't know if you know that about me, but I don't love a lot of the heteronormative
stuff. No, that makes complete sense, yeah.
Just because I've seen how unimportant it is, some of that tradition stuff. I do love the idea of being married to the love of your life.
Mm-hmm.
I think that at its core, even though that's not how marriage began, it was about, you know, trading property and women and cows and stuff. I do love the idea of, you know, being married to the love of your life and it being like your most, you know, important, passionate relationship. I don't believe in doing it for anything less than the best.
Absolutely. I mean, I agree with you there, 100%.
And then I think, I don't know, I wouldn't need it to be the straight idea of wedding, of marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what is a wedding at the end of the day? You know, wedding is the friends we made amongst the way.
We should go to our next song.
Yes, we'll chat more about that next.
Yeah, in our next segment, we're going to do some more sort of wedding like no-nos or wedding icks, yes. Things that we definitely wouldn't have. I'll give you a list of my heteronormative things that I think should not be a part of weddings.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Our next song is a bit of Bieber Doobie. This is If You Want To. You're listening to Nuvo with Mia and Mietta. This is our bridesmaids episode. Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
We'd love to see you.
Have you actually been to many weddings? I can't say I have.
I've only been to three weddings in my life, I believe, all relatives of mine. I was a bridesmaid, never the bride. I was a bridesmaid at my cousin's wedding when I was 13. That was the first wedding I was at. So I was very excited, but I got a spray tan for the first time. And
I see where this is going already.
It was borderline not right.
Yeah.
It was a bit too dark. And you know, my first tan ever, I'd never even put on tan, and I was about 13. So I thought, oh yeah, I guess this is great. I look back on photos now and I think, oh.
Well, these photos, they're burnt in my mind. I've seen these before.
It's so...
But it's just your typical, it's your 12-year-old, you know.
I had no idea.
For a wedding.
Genuinely, yeah. No idea. And yeah, this my cousin generously was like, we're all getting spray tans. Do you want one too? I was like, oh my God, I'm feeling included. That's so nice. Yes, totally.
Yeah, it was.
Should have washed it off first, babe. That, you know, that was my first mistake.
Oh, I look at
really.
Some of the spray tans I've got over the years, and shocking. The hands were orange.
Awful,
it
awful,
just,
awful.
Oh, scary, but scary.
The wedding itself was very fun.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I went to... No, I've been to 4 weddings. But yeah, all relatives. Have you been to many weddings in your life? I'd like to go to more.
No, I mean, the first wedding I went to, proper wedding where I was, you know, I was at the reception and all of that it was a queer wedding, but it was before we had marriage equality. So it was a couple of my mum's friends and they had the most beautiful wedding down at the Stoke House. And it was all
lovely.
At the Stoke House. They sort of walked down the aisle together, which I like.
Oh, I do
just
enjoy
sort of
that.
On the, there's like a bit of a board walky balcony around the restaurant. So that part was out there. And then everyone came into the restaurant and sat down. And it was beautiful. And they were wearing different shades of magenta.
Oh, I love that.
Because I don't love in a queer wedding putting one person down one end and then having the other person walk to them. I think we need to make our own rituals, our own traditions, and we don't have to copy this heteronormative stuff.
Like, I guess ultimately, if that's what the queer couples want to do, and they really would be happy to have one person down one end, one person walk down, then
but they always
of course,
the
but there should always
one.
Be.
It's like, why do we have to do that?
Well, yeah, I mean, as I said before, what is a wedding? You know, I think ultimately,
throw out
what
the rules and start again.
Ultimately, what it is, it's a signed piece of paper at the end of the day. So you can really do...
Well, the wedding's just the party.
Yeah, you can... The marriage itself, it's a signed piece of paper. So you can do the ceremony however you want, really. Yeah. You could walk in on your hands or, you know, standing on your head.
Hopefully not on your hands and knees.
Not on hands and knees, but you could walk in on a handstand, you know, do a flip at the altar and then surfboard out of there.
Yeah.
But you sign that piece of paper, that's a wedding. That's a wedding. So, yeah.
Do you want to get married? Have you always wanted to get married? What are your thoughts on the concept of marriage today? These are the questions that you've written down for yourself. Oh, no. Maybe what about your wedding no-nos?
My wedding no-nos?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got many. No glow sticks, first of all. There will not be a glow stick in sight. I think that is tacky. I think that is ugly. I do not want
no glow sticks.
That fluorescent...
This is not a teen party.
...ugly stuff in the lightings of my photos. This is not my 13th birthday party.
No black lighting.
No, none of that. No, yeah, none of that. Nothing where, you know, the neons and the whites will start glowing. No. I don't want an arch.
No, no arches.
Would you get married under an arch?
No arches.
No, personally not a huge fan of the arches or any soft wood features. A darker style, maybe.
No balloon garlands.
Yeah, I don't really want a balloon garland either.
Tracy will find a way to get one into
your
mine.
Mother will, yes.
She loves a balloon garland. Yeah.
Huge fan of a balloon garland. Yeah, I don't really, not a huge fan. What about... Where's your dream wedding location if you were to...
Just a cool restaurant, you know, sort of white walls, eclectic art. Not eclectic, that's not the right word, but white tablecloths, sort of industrial feeling, high ceilings.
Okay, I like it.
Probably
well
Italian food.
Oh, that is absolutely...
I have like two restaurants in mind. What's that Italian restaurant I like? Starts with a T.
Amelia? The Amelia one?
It starts with a T and then the back of it's Amelia.
Yeah, that's
what I got. Yeah. And then also there's one in Collingwood that's like Hope Street Radio.
Oh, stunning.
Similar vibe.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. I like that. I think I want a church, but not necessarily a priest.
Yeah.
I just want something with some gorgeous stained glass windows. Mm.
I do need a slightly religious moment, you know, something that feels like we're signing our souls away, followed by a mad party.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, the party has to be huge. Yeah. Would you do a first dance?
Yeah, I think a first dance is nice.
Do you have a song in mind for that?
No, do you? I think it would depend on the partner. It's got to be specific to that relationship,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I'd want to do Let's Stay Together by Tina Turner.
Oh,
I really love that song. I think that would be kind of fun.
You cannot have that song at your wedding. That's one of our songs.
If you have your first dance
to one of our songs, if you think I'm not going up there with like, I can't, no. No doubt. Find your own song with this new woman.
I'm so sorry. I had no idea.
No song that we've had on Nouveau can you have as your first dance song.
We're really narrowing it down there.
Yeah, we're really narrowing it down.
Okay, I'll have
to find your own song.
Right. Well, I'll have to have a little extra think about that one, though.
Have you ever thought about your funeral? Not a big party.
Oh, yeah. I want there to be a flash mob.
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
Why?
Everyone's sobbing. Everyone's in really dark clothing. The theme is couture. You have to wear your highest end black clothing. I love all black because that's my favorite shade to wear anyway. So, yeah. Or maybe my wedding would be all black attire as well.
That could look really cool.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. Now I'm thinking, guys. But yeah, I want there to be a flash mob. Everyone's sobbing, really sad. Musical theater medley flash mob.
Yeah.
I'm on the stage. It's an open casket. I'm in drag makeup, that type of.
Of course.
Of course. Yeah. You know, I just think, and the flash mob will make it fun. Musical medley ends with Defying Gravity or something. They can lift me out of there.
I love it.
I that's my vibe, I think. Yeah. What about you, Mieta?
Funeral. I mean, I don't want one of those celebration of life funerals. Mm-hmm. I want everyone to be sobbing, Black Widow.
You don't want the whole colors to celebrate who she was as a person. No, you need to be sobbing.
Yeah, that's my idea. Should we go to another song?
I think we absolutely
should. What have we got coming up? We have Small Town Boy, Bronski Beat. You are listening to Nouveau with Mia and Mieta, and I'm about to lose Miss Mia to the next show, Big Bye Question.
Big Bye Question.
Mia is on tonight from 7.
Very excited. Tune in, everyone.
It's a long night for you. Mm-hmm.
From 8.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, true. We start at 7.
We're on 7. Yes.
How are you feeling about your first guest appearance on Big Bye Question?
I'm so excited. I am so excited. I can't wait.
I can't wait to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Should I hang around?
If you want to hang out.
We've got a couple of messages in. One of them says, if nobody is crying at your funeral, are you really dead?
Thanks, Little Jace.
True.
Absolutely.
True. Any other funeral thoughts or wedding no-nos? We could even ask the Joy listener. Text into Joy 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. What are your wedding no-nos? What would you never do? Because I've thought of another one.
What's yours?
The garter with the teeth pulling off thing.
Oh. Ooh.
I don't know how else to describe that. But doing that in front of your family is just...
Oh, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that. That seems like a bit much.
No.
Mm-mm.
And the people who do it, usually the girls are wearing really big dresses and then he's just getting lost under there.
Yeah,
and
you don't need to get lost under my dress in front of our friends, family, loved ones and colleagues. We don't need to be doing all that, actually.
Do you have any other wedding no-nos? We will read out some of the ones that come in.
I don't want it outside. I don't want an outside wedding. I'd get too stressed of the elements.
Yeah.
You know, what if
no need to be worrying
about
that.
Even if I was doing it in the dead of summer, which I wouldn't too hot, but I'd be worried. It's going to rain. Something's going to happen.
Yeah. What season would you go? We're getting real girly about it now.
Spring.
I think a spring wedding.
Should start making a collage or something. Cutting out dream wedding dresses.
Pinterest board. Yeah. We have a horror wedding story that you found.
Oh, yes.
What's going on for these people? We're going to react to that while we're waiting for some messages to come in about other people's wedding no-nos.
So I thought I could read out a lovely story to us all today, and then we can see what we would think. This is from Am I the Asshole? Okay. So we have to determine if this person's in the wrong or if the other party's in the wrong.
Okay.
So, my fiancé and I met in a puppetry class. In the class, we designed our own puppets. Mine, named Hat Boy, and my fiancé's, Daisy, were what we initially used to talk to each other and flirt in class. We fell in love, Daisy and Hat Boy, in love as well.
That's cutesy.
That's okay. That's sweet. Hmm. Puppet love, not mad at it. While planning our wedding...
Puppet love.
While planning our wedding, we realized we wanted Hat Boy and Daisy to be a part of the ceremony.
That's a no. Sorry, continue. Mm-hmm.
We got the idea that we should have our own wedding completely officiated by puppets and that our wedding parties would be made out of puppets and our friends. Here's where we aren't sure if we are the assholes or not. We're insisting that all of the guests also participate and use puppets. In lieu of gifts, we're asking everyone to purchase high-quality puppets to use during our wedding. We've directed them to several vendors, and everyone should realistically expect to spend around $150 to $500, depending on details.
Is the puppet meant to look like the guest?
I think it's...
Custom-made.
Depending on details, it's whatever you want it to be. I think it can be its own separate character.
That's kind of an interesting sight gag. All of the guests having these sort of lifelike... Mini-me. Yeah.
Mm, interesting.
I mean, it's mad.
It's insane.
These people are as cut snakes.
Yeah.
But...
It goes on to say that they want everyone to wear the puppets during the entire wedding and reception, and all the puppets can be mounted and controlled with one hand, and the food and canapes they're offering are all finger food, so they only need one hand to realistically eat it all. And, of course, they can take it off while they go to the bathroom.
This is all getting a bit complex for me. But to be honest, I think it comes back to the idea of it's a party.
Yes.
And you can do whatever you like for your party, for your special party.
I'm not mad. It's your wedding. If you want to get married and you want your puppets to get married, sure. If you want a puppet to officiate the wedding, hell yeah, why not? I would love Miss Piggy to officiate my wedding. I would love that more than anything in the world. Actually, add that to my dream wedding.
Yeah.
Why not? However, it's the making the guests spend up to $500 on a puppet for said day. That's a bit far for me. When they might have no interests in puppets after that, but now they've got this $500 puppet for what?
But they know what they're doing there. You are sort of excluding people who can't afford that.
Yeah, in the story it also
said... It's like when you have a destination wedding, you sort of assume that you're going to lose people because you can't expect everyone to fork that out.
That's true, yeah.
Would you ever do a destination wedding?
Well, again, as you said, I wouldn't want to put people out like that.
I'd keep it so small that, you know... It's just family you're asking to do that.
Where's the destination?
Las Vegas.
Okay, Italy. Stunning. Italy. Two vast contrasts there, Las Vegas and Italy.
Well, I think we've realized there's going to be multiple weddings.
Of course. Yeah, okay. So we've got the registry office, Las Vegas, Italy.
Yeah.
A church somewhere, the ultimately ultra Catholic one.
Catholic. No, I'd do that. I'd convert, you know me.
Why not? Yeah.
I'd go full Catholic. Mm-hmm. I'd go full anything, really. Yeah. I want to get more into religion.
Okay.
I just need a reason
any
to do
religion?
It.
You're just
any,
waiting for
any religion. In my personal opinion, they're all the same.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a controversial thought, but
no, I think
they all have the golden rule, and it's just different stories. It's all about treating one's neighbor as themselves, and there's just different versions of that.
Yeah.
I think I'm right in saying that. We'll have to get a fact check.
No, but I think that's an understandable way of looking at things. Yeah. Yeah, why not?
And I like a bit of religion.
Yeah.
I like a song. I like a reason to fast.
I like a bit of a Hosanna, Hosanna. That I can really get around. Yeah.
What are you doing for Easter?
Easter
this weekend, doll. Don't forget.
Not many plans, I don't think. I think seeing the family, maybe.
Yeah.
My mum's side, my dad's side.
I do love Easter.
You love Easter? You love the chocolate of it all? Do you love...
look, I'll probably go to church on Sunday, doll.
Oh, really? Okay.
I mean, yeah. I imagine so. Mm-hmm. Let me make sure I'm doing that.
Yeah, that's true. Now you've said it. Now you've said it out loud. Yeah. You've got to go to church.
People the Christians don't have in. Many holidays, so the ones that we get, you need to, compared to other religions, truly.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
Christianity doesn't have many holidays. Have you ever noticed that?
Not really.
Easter
I think
because, and Christmas.
But that's I think because Christmas and Easter are so celebrated in the Western world that's never they're so big in this climate that I'm like, yeah, of course there's Easter and Christmas. Those are the big ones. Those are the main ones. But there's a lot of other little holidays scattered throughout that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Should we go to our final song?
Absolutely.
Come back. See us again. Tuesday, 7
p.m. We've loved chatting with you. Make sure you stay tuned. We've got big bye questions on next.
Oh, hang on. We've got some mess. Have we got time to read these?
Oh,
we
absolutely.
Actually, we'll go to this song and then we'll come back. Because we did promise we'd read the messages this episode. This is ABBA Super Trooper.
Super Trooper, beams are gonna blind me.
It's Nuvo, you're here with Mia and Mieto here on Joy 94.9. We've gotten a couple of messages in about some wedding icks that some people have, so we wanted to quickly run through those.
I think these are quite funny. Mm. Tash had said, the couple calling their wedding a fairy tale or saying, I married my best friend in every speech and caption.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't mind that. Mm. If you're not marrying your best friend, what are you doing? And if it doesn't feel like a fairy tale, you're in the wrong situation.
That's fair.
I think that's a red flag if they don't say those two things.
I like the married my best friend. I think that's really sweet. I think that's sweet. Maybe not fairy tale, but also live your truth.
I remember asking one of my dads, Lee, once about who his best friend was.
Mm.
I'd noticed that, like many dads, I don't know. I was like, who's your best friend? who is it?
Dads and friendship. It's a difficult topic. Yeah.
And at the time, he said his partner, and he said, he is my best friend.
And I kind of love that. And
I was like, I don't know why. So I was like, that is the most beautiful thing you've ever said, Dad. That he had really moments. He just would pull something out like that. This one is from Beck. Over-the-top choreographed first dances that go on forever. Costume changes, ooh. Yeah.
Mm.
No, I don't like a choreographed dance at all. I don't like a flash mob. I know you're having one at your funeral, but,
yeah, but that's fine. I won't be there for that. Oh, okay. So. We'll skip out on that one.
I'll be dead.
Oh, please.
I'm not going to your funeral, doll. And one more we'll read. This is from Dazza. We're pregnant. Announcement during someone else's wedding. The Dazza. Drama. Yeah.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad. You don't do that. I feel like that's so common sense that it shouldn't even have to be said. That's not your day to announce that.
Not your moment.
Especially if you're really, you know, if you're the sister of the bride or something, you wait your turn.
Yeah. Mm-mm. No, I agree. How do you feel about the couple announcing a pregnancy at the wedding?
The couple getting married announcing it? I like that.
Yeah.
I think that's sweet. I mean, if it's your wedding, I'm assuming it's all the important people in your life. You probably need to tell them all at some point anyway. They're all in the same room. Let them know.
How do you feel about those surprise weddings where you think you're going for one of their birthday parties or an anniversary and then all of a sudden it's a surprise wedding?
I kind of love that. Why not? I'd be a bit annoyed because I wouldn't get to be in proper wedding attire. You know, I'd like to think if you're getting married, I can have some time to think about my outfit.
But if you made it on a big birthday, everyone else is already kind of dressed up.
I kind of love that. I think that's kind of fun.
Yeah, I went to one of those that was brilliant.
Oh, really? You thought it was just a...
Yeah, we thought it was like a 70th birthday. And, you know, this couple, they'd been together for 30 years. Mm. And then it was, it's actually a wedding moment.
Oh, see, I love that. I love that, especially when they've been together for so long and then they're finally like, you know what?
Oh, nothing more beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did see a couple of really, really gorgeous after marriage equality weddings.
Yeah, beautiful.
People where these couples, they've been together for half their lives and they were finally able to celebrate it. And at that point, you know it's going to stick. You know it's for
absolutely.
Forever. This is like a true celebration of the life that you have already shared together and the love that you have for each other.
Yeah.
Oh, I do love a wedding.
Yeah. I always cry at weddings.
It's too good. A cash bar. Someone has written in.
Oh, a cash bar. Oh, no. It's got to be... I feel like you got to pay for the bar.
What do they call that? A tab on the bar.
Yeah, there's a tab. Free drinks. I don't know. I feel like you can't... Make everyone pay for their own drinks, especially if they've already bought a present.
And I think just as I've taken advantage of many a free bar, they have a right to do the same to me.
Oh, babe, the weddings I have been to with a free bar have gotten sloppy.
Yeah.
But what else are you to do when there's a, you know, endless drinks, endless supply? I made friends with all the bartenders. By the end of the night, I was like, yeah, it's a great, like, reel it in. But what else, you know, what else is there to do?
I was thinking about how I said I wanted the proposal to just be a joint decision.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to feel like I was being tricked or surprised in any way, shape or form. But I did in the break think about my dream proposal when I was a kid.
Mm.
I saw the Kim Kardashian Kanye West proposal. I think the year is 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And my brain chemistry was changed forever.
Yes. Okay.
That For was a long your, time there, I thought I needed the baseball stadium to be rented out.
Wow.
Come in the car, walk out full orchestra, playing a Lana Del Rey song, something like, what was the song they chose? Will You Still Love Me When...
Oh, yeah. Young and Beautiful.
Young and Beautiful, Lana Del Rey. And then the family was sort of hidden in the bleachers and then they ran out.
Awful. Worst nightmare.
I do sort of like the family being there. The run out, you know?
Keep them out of this respectfully.
And then they can be holding that camera you want.
No, because my mum would be sobbing and I would say, babe, respectfully, can you give me a minute to appreciate it for myself? You can't be there for this girl.
Oh no, she has to be there.
No, oh, she would love that though.
Should we go to our final song? We are actually leaving you now.
We're heading off
now. We're really saying goodbye. Lady Gaga, Marry the Night.
I'm gonna marry the night.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.